Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin stays under $30,000 as Luna gains 600% during insane volatility. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as shared here by venture coinist Luke Martin, Luna is the first coin in history to go to zero and then 100x all within a week. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop shares here, the volatility on Luna is absolutely insane. And he also says Bitcoin looking at an important level here at around $29,000 to sustain if that holds. Next range I'm looking at is that area at $32,000 to $32,700. If this doesn't hold, I'm assuming we'll look around $27,800 for a potential higher low. Now check out this chart. Another day has passed and the Bitfinexers are still loading up as if someone had a gun to their head. And this just in, breaking news, the Bitcoin network difficulty hits a new all-time high. The blockchain has never been more secure. Also in today's show, more than $30 million in Bitcoin abruptly moves after lying in a deep freeze since 2013. As shared here, a dormant address containing 1,000 BTC worth over $30 million has just been activated after 8.5 years worth $468,000 back in 2013. Also in today's show, Robert Kiyosaki delivers an alarming economic warning and unveils his all-in price target for Bitcoin. Quoting him here, Bitcoin crashing, great news. As stated in previous tweets, I'm waiting for Bitcoin to crash to $20,000. We'll then wait for a test of the bottom, which might be $17,000. Once I know the bottom is in, I back up the truck. Crashes are the best time to get rich. Also in today's show, investing legend Mark Mobius issues a warning to crypto investors and details dire price targets for Bitcoin. That's right. He says the king crypto can melt all the way down to $10,000 per coin. Quoting him here, buying the dip will not work this time until Bitcoin hits $20,000, from where there might be a bounce, but then the next target will be $10,000. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Hopefully you're having a wonderful Saturday. Bitcoin failed to reclaim $30,000 this morning on May 14th as traders look forward to a relatively stable weekend. Right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView followed Bitcoin as it lingered below the $30,000 mark, now rapidly becoming resistance. The Bitcoin slash USD pair had reached just shy of $31,000 before retracing, while the end of the traditional market trading week had been accompanied by fresh warnings of new macro low still yet to come. As shared here by Income Sharks, Bitcoin looks like we might get the inverse head and shoulders before going into the weekend, hoping to see this 4 hour candle hold up to see it push up. Then I'll move the stops and profit and let it ride during the weekend. 2% risk, 2% stop loss. However, not everyone was on the sidelines as the dust settled on major exchange Bitfinex. Long leverage continued expanding, having already hit all-time highs, as shared here by Miles Creative. Another day has passed, and Bitfinexers are still loading up as if someone had a gun to their head. Now check out this Bitfinex longs chart going parabolic. It's absolutely insane. So it's no wonder that the market does the opposite of what the majority of the people do. So when there are massive shorts, Bitcoin goes long. When there are massive longs, Bitcoin goes short. It just seems to be the way that it is. Now let's discuss Terra slash Luna. Checking out the latest chart, it's back on the rise again after dying. It is now up 1,288%. Go figure. And looking at that chart, it is absolutely insane to see it rise and go flatline once again. And checking out Terra USD, their not so stable coin, it is currently trading less than 20 cents, nowhere near a dollar. So yeah, after losing practically all of its value in just a week, Luna saw a rebound, which was tiny compared to its all-time highs above $100, but hugely lucrative for short-term traders. But despite its supply ballooning to 6.9 trillion tokens, Luna subsequently appreciated 100x from its floor price on news that its creator had plans to revive its ecosystem. And faced with the price action, many were in disbelief, including venture coinist Luke Martin, who shared, "Luna is the first coin in history to go to zero and then to 100x all within a week. WTF? And he also shares, only need a few more 100Xs to get back to $1. And someone asked him, do you think that is possible? And he responded, I don't recommend anyone trade a token that's dead unless you know 100%. You are gambling on a token that's dead. Fun to watch though. And as crypto analyst Mikhail Vendee Pop shares here, the volatility on Luna is absolutely insane. And regarding Bitcoin, he says Bitcoin is looking at an important level here, around $29,000 to sustain. If that holds, the next range I'm looking at is that area between $32,000 and $32,700. If this doesn't hold, I am assuming we'll look around $27,800 for potential higher low. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And this just in, breaking news, Bitcoin network difficulty hits a new all-time high. The blockchain has never been more secure. But before I break this down, first let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, most of the major cryptos are currently correcting, back in the blood red, with Bitcoin down 5.5% for the day, trading just under $29,000. We have Ether down 6.5%, trading just under $2,000, while Solana, Polkadot, Binance Coin, Avalanche, XRP, and Cardano are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Further distancing itself from any concerns of planned attacks on the blockchain, the King Crypto Network, Bitcoin, established a new mining difficulty all-time high of 31.251 trillion, exceeding the 30 trillion mark for the first time in history. So congratulations to all long-term Bitcoin hodlers. The creator of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, warranted the security of the Bitcoin network through a decentralized network of Bitcoin miners who are tasked with confirming the legitimacy of transactions and minting new blocks. Given the extensive community support from developers to hodlers to traders to miners that spent over 13 years, the Bitcoin network was witness to a historic 10-month long rally as it achieved mining difficulty of 31.251 trillion, which you can see here in this chart. I love that the network difficulty is going parabolic. It just means that the network has never been more secure. Now, mining difficulty safeguards the Bitcoin ecosystem against network attacks, such as double spending, wherein bad actors try to reverse confirmed transactions over the Bitcoin blockchain. And also, greater mining difficulty demands higher computational power from miners to confirm transactions over the Bitcoin network. And as a result, Bitcoin's latest network difficulty all-time high makes it nearly impossible for bad actors to represent over 50% of the hash rate. That's what's up. And according to blockchain.com, the Bitcoin network demands 220 million terahashes per second at the time of this recording. And despite the crypto community's concerns related to the ongoing targeted attacks, as well as the active bear market, Bitcoin continues to position itself as the most resilient blockchain network. That's right, because it is. Roughly $1.4 billion worth of Bitcoin was reportedly moved from a wallet tied to the Luna Foundation Guard as the community announced their intent to proactively defend the stability of the UST peg broader Terra economy. However, that's obviously not working out so well, with their UST not so stable coin currently trading less than 20 cents and nowhere near a dollar. While Terra co-founder Do Kwon attributed the market collapse to coordinated attacks against the protocol, current plans for reviving the UST and Luna ecosystems involve purchasing and redistributing Bitcoin based on requirement. Do you think there is any saving Luna/Terra or their UST not so stable coin? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down next story of the day, more than $30 million in Bitcoin abruptly moves after lying in a deep freeze since 2013. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sent all the way down to $1.2 trillion with $105 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 44.5%, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Terra UST up 23%, trading just under 22 cents, followed by Neem up 8%. Trading at 5.3 cents, and Decentraland up 4%, trading at $1.15. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of red with virtually nothing in the green, minus Maker and XCN. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we are currently rated now a 9 in extreme fear, which is the lowest we have seen this in a very long time. Yesterday a 10, last week a 23, and last month a 28 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD by that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A Bitcoin whale who has been silent for over 8 years is suddenly making waves by moving more than $30 million worth of the King crypto. According to Distributed Ledger Explorer, blockshare.com, the address first received 1,000 Bitcoin on November 20th, 2013, when the amount of Bitcoin was worth $567,600. Talk about hodling. Now, the Bitcoin remained dormant in the wallet until Friday, when it was moved as a part of a larger block that sent nearly 2,100 BTC to two other addresses. One address received 2,000 BTC, and the other over 99.99 BTC. The 1,000 BTC were valued at over $30 million, more than 53 times the original 2013 price when Bitcoin was around $567. The transaction was processed for only 0.0016 BTC in fees, equaling $47 at the time of execution. Not too shabby to be able to send $30 million for literally 47 bucks. Now, the long dormant selling whale wallet had received trace amounts of Bitcoin 23 times over the last 8 years plus through transactions appearing on dusting attacks, which involve hackers and scammers sending minuscule amounts of cryptocurrency, which is dust, to large number of personal wallets in an attempt to break the wallet holder's privacy. The crypto tracker Whale Alert first spotted the movement, as shared here on crypto Twitter. A dormant address containing 1,000 BTC worth over $30 million has just been activated after 8.5 years when it was worth only $468,000 back in 2013. Now, Blockchair also reports that another wallet that has remained dormant since 2012 transferred 500 Bitcoin on Thursday. The wallet first deposited a single Bitcoin on April 5th of 2012, then added a further 499 Bitcoin on June 3rd of the same year when the top crypto was worth around $5.25. Now, throughout the years, the wallet in question also received small amounts of Bitcoin, suggesting that bad actors or other entities were trying to perform dusting attacks. Now, transactions from long dormant wallets typically drum up a lot of media interest because a lot of people speculate, could this Bitcoin belong to Bitcoin's creator, Satoshi Nakamoto? So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day, rich dad Robert Kiyosaki delivers alarming economic warning and unveils his all-in price target for Bitcoin, as well as investing legend Mark Mobius issues warning to crypto investors and details dire price targets for the king crypto. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Personal finance author Robert Kiyosaki says an entire generation of Americans is facing a future of unprecedented economic pain. In a new roundtable on the stage of global markets, Kiyosaki points to persistent inflation and shortfalls in Social Security and Medicare funding as key factors that he believes will hammer a huge number of baby boomers. Quoting him here, the biggest losers are people who have never lost. Those are the people sitting on their 401ks right now. My generation, the former generation, they're in serious trouble. The baby boomers will be the biggest losers because they have been taught not to make mistakes and they haven't lost yet. They have had it so easy. When they came into the market into the 70s, the stock market was taken off. The housing market was taken off. The U.S. came off the gold standard in 71. So the baby boomers are going to get the biggest shellacking of all generation. It is really sad. I can see it coming. Now, Rich Dad also says he sees an opportunity following the recent Bitcoin drop to levels not seen since late 2020. Kiyosaki says that Bitcoin falling to a new 52-week low of about 26,700 earlier this week is great news. He says consequently that the flagship crypto asset could drop further to $20,000, but that he expects Bitcoin to find strong support at the $17,000 price level. As he shares here, Bitcoin crashing, great news. As stated in previous tweets, I'm waiting for Bitcoin to crash to $20,000. We'll then wait for a test of the bottom, which might be $17,000. Once I know the bottom is in, I back up the truck. Crashes are the best time to get rich. Take care. And earlier this week, he also said he believes that Bitcoin will prevail because of what he perceives to be incompetence at the top levels of the U.S. federal government. As he shared here on crypto Twitter, why will Bitcoin win? Bitcoin will win because America is led by the three stooges. Stooge number one, President Biden. Stooge number two, Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen. And stooge number three, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. I trust Bitcoin, not the three stooges. Touche. And he also said in a recent YouTube video that besides Bitcoin, he's also waiting for the price of Ethereum to fall further before accumulating more. Quoting him here, I still own quite a bit of Bitcoin and Ethereum, but I am waiting for the price to come down before I buy more. Take another their position in both Bitcoin and Ethereum. And to watch the entire video with Robert Kiyosaki entitled, Will Crypto Survive? Check the show notes below the video in the description and let me know your thoughts surrounding his $17,000 Bitcoin price floor. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Seasoned investor and co-founder of Mobius Capital Partners, Mark Mobius, is issuing a warning to Bitcoin traders that devastating losses still await the leading crypto asset. In a new interview with Financial News London, Mobius warns against buying the dip, saying that a meltdown taking the top digital asset by market cap all the way down to $10,000 is on the horizon. Mobius says that while the buy the dip strategy may have worked for traders in the past, it is not a good idea this time around. However, he also notes there could be a slight upswing after Bitcoin drops to the $20,000 mark before it once again resumes its plummet to $10,000. Quoting him here, buying the dip will not work this time until Bitcoin hits $20,000. From there might be a bounce, but then the next target will be $10,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst that we can potentially see a Bitcoin floor all the way down to $10,000. That would be absolutely insane, wouldn't it? Now, previously, Mobius had warned traders that crypto assets are not investments or good hedges against inflation, instead preferring stocks as a means to counter the devaluation of fiat currency. And furthermore, the veteran investor referred to Bitcoin and digital assets as a religion, as he shares here. Stocks definitely are the answer because the devaluation of currencies is not going to go away, which means inflation is going to continue at a high rate going forward. Don't forget, the U.S. money supply has gone up by over 30%. The Bitcoin situation and the cryptocurrency situation is religion. It's not an investment. It's a religion. They believe in it. People think they are getting richer, and that's fine as long as the music continues to play. So there you have it. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin stays under $30,000 as Luna gains 600% during insane volatility. Also shared breaking news of the Bitcoin network difficulty hitting a new all-time high. Also in today's show, we discussed more than $30 million in Bitcoin abruptly moving after lying dormant in a deep freeze since 2013. We also discussed Rich Dad's Bitcoin price floor bottom prediction of $17,000, as well as Mark Mobius's Bitcoin price prediction floor bottom of $10,000. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Half a Sheep wrote, great show, JV. Appreciate the energy and that you mix in the predictions of lower values as well as the highs. HODL, respect. From Australia. You got it, bruh. I greatly appreciate your continued support. Shout out to my entire crypto fam down under. HODL. And our next featured comment comes from eCoin, who wrote, Aloha, JV. Thanks again for bringing the crypto news and great content on the daily. Always keeping the Crypto News Alerts fam informed. Let's see what the weekend brings. Gonna bust out some beers and enjoy the ride. Chronic Surf. Aloha, fam. My pleasure, my dude. Keep stacking them sats and enjoy that chronic. And our third and final featured comment comes from Digital Gravity. Joe Rogan is asking the correct questions. What happens if hyperbitcoinization occurs and most of the coins are being hodled? A fierce, fierce competition for the remaining coins left to be mined. The value of even a single Satoshi may be high enough for a network upgrade to permit millisats. As Satoshi Nakamoto said, it might make sense to get some just in case it catches on. Exactly, fam. Excellent point. Be prepared by stacking sats now while they are cheap and while you still can. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.